I'm always happy to keep myself straight and level through the day. This is Attitude Adjustment, and I'm Paul Prydecker.
And I'm Mike Morgan. And we are welcoming back to Attitude Adjustment Abby Hutter, who is the Executive Director of JS Firm and is a friend to all in need of a job in aviation.
Absolutely. Thanks for having
me,
guys.
Abby, welcome back.
Thank you.
So what's the big picture these days about jobs in aviation? We talked earlier in the hour to some air traffic controllers who, you know, said, as we probably all know, that there are thousands of positions available there. But what about the rest of aviation?
Yeah. So with jsfirm.com, we are all jobs in aviation. So including air traffic controllers, there's also 22 other categories on our website. So oftentimes people will think of us as just, you know, a place to find pilot and maintenance jobs, but it's so much more. So today there's over 40,000 jobs on JS Firm, everything from marketing, administration, business management, anyone that would work for an aviation company, you can find those jobs on our website.
If I'm looking for a job, do I need to subscribe to JS Firm, or how does that process work?
Yeah, so on our website, it's completely free for job seekers, which is, you know, sort of rare in these days, because there's lots of services or lots of companies that do charge. We do charge the companies to advertise, but it's completely free. You're free to search and apply. You don't have to create an account. We recommend that you do, because you're able to track your applications, create job alerts and do some things a little bit more personalized, but you're free to come in and just kind of search and apply as much as you want and never log in.
So what's the demand and supply picture looking like in various sectors? Can you kind of break it out for us?
Sure. So right now we hear a lot about maintenance. You know, everybody's crying for mechanics. Engineering has been really popular on our site, you know, and I think it's an underutilized category on our website. I think it's often missed that, like, hey, I can find engineers on JS Firm. So those are the ones we hear about the most. Right now on the pilot side, it's a little slow.
Yeah.
Right? Which is the curve of, you know, that's what happens.
It's in cycles.
Yes.
I still do. I tell people that in terms of pilot hiring, it seems to either go in full thrust or it's in max reverse.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when, you know, and we know, you know, here that it's the legacies that drive that. So when they're not hiring, everything kind of slows down. But man, when they are full throttle, the industry becomes a buzz, because they really suck from the regionals, and then the regionals are looking for people and they're going to the schools, they're coming to JS Firm. So it's, but outside of pilot, now I say pilot thinking of like regionals and legacies, but we work with a lot of companies, so they're on site too. So Nicholas Air, Cirrus, a lot of the 135, 91s, they're constantly looking for pilots. And
I would say that the demand there has really been skyrocketing.
Yeah, and what we're seeing different this year is more companies offering home-based jobs for pilots. So those companies like Nicholas Air, they'll commute you to wherever the jet is, and then you fly. So you don't have to relocate, which is a huge bonus.
After my airline career, I flew for a medical transport company, and it was just that situation. Yes. I could stay at home. I had a ticket to wherever the mission was going to start from, and I came back the same way. So it was really attractive. You talk about maintenance, but the other thing I've been hearing a lot of requirements for, especially, you know, is equipment gets new technology comes in and some of the old technology goes away, is avionics technicians. It seems like if you want to be a technician in avionics and you have that background, you could find a job.
Yeah, and even if you're not qualified or you haven't done that yet, like same with being an A&P mechanic, you know, it's, you know, sometimes it's 24 months, right?
Yeah.
And maybe 50,000 or so, right? So you're not going to have a ton of debt, and you can come out. I'm from Pittsburgh, is where the brick and mortar of JS Firm is, and we attend the PIA career fair every spring and fall. Those students have job offers before they graduate. It's just a matter of, they're like, you know, once you get your certificate, you have a job with us.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah. It's a good industry to get into.
You mentioned engineers earlier. Is it a particular discipline of engineering that you find maybe less obvious or more obviously connected here?
You know, it's it's crazy because it is all types of engineers. Sometimes
not just aerospace engineering.
So it's aerospace. It's sometimes we have companies calling us, you know, as far as looking for skill sets with antennas and software and all kinds of things. And they're like, you know, it's an engineer. And we're like, wow, okay. But even on our site, last time I looked, there's right around 7,500 engineering jobs on our site. So it's a lot.
We're talking with Abby Hutter, who's the executive director of JS Firm, who's very close to lots of jobs and job openings in aviation and aerospace. You mentioned something about on-site this week, and so, you know, typically you're involved with job fair activity here. Talk about what's been going on this week and what you've seen.
Yeah, so if you're on the grounds, I highly recommend coming to the Career and Education Tent. So there's probably about 20 companies in there, everything from their schools, there are airlines that are in there, they're all hiring. Outside of the Career and Education Tent, there's also companies, you know, like Cirrus has a huge footprint at Oshkosh. So they're not in that tent, but they are hiring. So I recommend going around, networking, talking to people. It's a great time to look for a job and network without looking like you're looking for a job, right? Because everybody comes to Oshkosh.
I was at a conference not long ago, and the topic of aviation careers came up, and the presenter really made a commanding case for how many opportunities there are, even if you don't necessarily think your specialty is a fit. And she used the example of somebody who might have a particular interest in interior design, and that's been their education. She said, then go to work for a business jet manufacturer and design their aircraft interiors.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of transferable skills, you know, outside of the industry that do very well across aviation.
Now, I've been following basically in news and in business press over the last year or two, the changes that have happened in the employment process, many of them driven by machine language and artificial intelligence, to the point where it has become a miserable experience to go through something like LinkedIn and to send your resume or to try to get to hundreds of places and try to get interviews and never hear back. Please tell me that kind of infestation is not happening in aviation.
It's interesting. So the companies that we work with, because remember, when people click apply on JS Firm, we redirect them, you know, to Reach Air Medical or to Cirrus, right? And then whatever their application process is, their application process. Unfortunately, I think it is making its way in, right? AI is kind of everywhere. So we always recommend, because we do get job seekers that call in and they're like, hey, I applied. And we're like, look, we're just the website. But I do recommend, don't just apply, right? Call, send an email, you know, do more than just clicking a button, because you're one of hundreds probably applying to that job.
Or more,
yes.
So the tight competition is still there. Even though there's a lot of open jobs, there's still healthy competition. How are both of those things true at the same time?
Yeah, so I think where that healthy competition comes in is, you know, people are working, but I feel like people are always interested in what they're worth. And some of the bonuses that we're seeing right now, especially with the air medical world, you know, what they're offering, their sign-on bonuses to their pilots, helicopter pilots, I think people are just, they're flocking to that stuff, right? So even if they're gainfully employed, I think everyone's always kind of browsing. I don't know how they have time for that. I don't have time to look for a job while I have a job, but I just feel like everybody's sort of, you know, always looking at what's out there.
So if you had a young person in your family who was just about to step off the block and start looking for something to do in aviation, what kind of advice would you give?
Wow, that's a really good question, because I do have kids that are stepping off the block, right? Unfortunately, they're not taking to aviation. I think they would, but they play sports in college. But to me, even I was speaking at AOPA yesterday and obviously talking about pilots, but I think maintenance is such an underutilized career, you know, that it's quick, there's little debt, and you can have a job right away, and it can literally take you all over the world. Maintenance would be, and then fly for fun, right? I don't know about professional pilot, that's great, but I mean, man, you could go to school for 24 months and come out and make a really nice job, nice living.
Well, and you know, about maintenance. I mean, if you are currently working on cars, it's a short step to say, I can apply this to another industry.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I actually met, there's an avionics technician that was here. I think he's gone home now, from Neptune Aviation, that's out in Missoula, Montana, I believe. So they're a fire suppression company.
Yep.
He was a car mechanic. He's been with Neptune for a year. They coerced him over. He's their avionics tech now, their lead avionics tech. So I took him to lunch and I'm like, hey, you know, how's it been going from cars to planes? And he's like, it's actually very similar. There's just more regulations in aviation than there are in the car world.
Big surprise.
Yes.
So tucked into what you just said there, Abby, was, and then go fly for fun.
Yes.
And I what I get from that is that if you want to fly and you want to fly for fun, don't necessarily make it the career objective, but have a career that puts you sort of in the general space, and then you're close to the resources and people who have common interests. And the flying for fun then actually does become fun,
right?
Because you're not depending on that to put bread on the table.
Absolutely.
Been talking with Abby Hutter, who's the executive director of JS Firm. You've been on site this week at the jobs tent. Saturday midday as we record this. Is it still open, still going?
It's still open. So I've been here. This is my first year. I've been to Oshkosh 11 years. This is my first time coming all week. So I've been here since Sunday, and I will be here through tomorrow. And the tent, and my time here, I've never seen even the grounds. So I haven't seen any numbers released yet, but I feel like the grounds and then also in the career and education tent have just been shoulder to shoulder all week, which is fun to see.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
Except for at 3 o'clock when the big loud jets start
Everything
to fly,
stops.
Everybody goes outside.
Everything stops.
And
if,
there is air condition in our tent if you get hot.
If you're interviewing with a hiring person right then, it's probably hard to speak and be heard.
For sure.
You're listening to EAA Radio.